You are listening to Agent Court Church's audio podcast. For more information on Agent Court Church, including service times, how to connect, and campus locations, please visit our website at onechurch.to.
Michel Bessillon is the superintendent for the Quebec District of the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada. He has served in various church leadership roles for more than 30 years. Most recently, he was elected as the district superintendent in 2009. Michel and his wife Sylvie live in Montreal with their four adopted children from Haiti. Let's give Michel a warm welcome.
Well, I'm blessed to be here with you today at your Global Focus Weekend. I'm blessed to represent the District of Quebec, but at the same time, IBQ, the Bible school that we have, the French Bible school that we have in Quebec. And I would like with you today to share some of the stories about Quebec. And I will do it in two times. The first time I will share with you my story, a short story about when I came to know Christ. I came to know Christ in 1984. But I grew up in a family. My mother left home when I was 4 years and a half, and my father took care of two kids, myself and my sister. And we grew up in a home where we had a loving father, but he was a tough guy. He played hockey, he fights, he was a good fighter. I saw him fight, you know, with men. And that was my model, my example. And I remember when I was at the age of 12 years old, I asked my father, "Hey, Dad, do you know that little church at the corner of the 5th Avenue of Lachine?" And he said, "Well, I think that church is not a good church." And frankly, I when I hear that from my father, I said, "I will take care of that church." And I started to take care of that church each time I pass by. And I need to pass by that church to go to school. Could you imagine each time that I pass by that church, I throw rocks in the windows and things like that. And during the fall, I went in my neighbor, bring all the vegetable and redecorate the door of the church on a Sunday morning. It was so beautiful. I was an artist. No, I'm kidding you. I was not a good guy. And I did a lot of persecution to that small church. And that small church was a PAUC church. The pastor there was Pastor Gagnon. Pastor Gagnon and Pastor Chouinard start to pray for me at the beginning when I persecuted that church. And that was between the age of 12 to the age of 16, 17 years old. But at the same time, I grew up in a community where the city was divided in two. The upper part of the community was Anglophone, mainly Anglophone. The lower part of the community, Lachine City, was totally French. And you know what's happened when it's a community divided in two, Anglophone and Francophone? As Anglophone, you know. As Francophone, I know. there's fight. And we were at the age of high school, and I remember a lot of fights between Anglo and Francophone, at the point that Francophone will never go to the upper side of Lachine, and no Anglophone will come on the lower part. If they come, it was at their own risk. And I'm pretty sure Anglophone really ate me because I ate them a lot at that time. But at the same time, at the age of 16 years old, I met for the first time of my life a black guy, a black person. But the problem, he spoke English. I mixed all the black people because I did not know who were the black people with the Anglophone. I said, I hate Anglophone and I hate black people because they spoke English. They speak English. You know, I realized when I came to know the Lord that I was a specialist to build walls. And sometimes human beings are specialists to build walls around languages, around color, skin, around education, around riches. Well, in many ways we have a tendency to build walls. But I came to know the one who teared down all the walls in my life and showed me that he was there to bring a bridge between myself and God. He was the bridge. He was the one who gave his life for me. And I realized that he called me as an agent of building bridge around me with anybody who was around me. There's a defining moment in my life. I could say there's a defining moment, and I need help. Sir, you guy, you sir, just behind, could you come here, please? I need your help. Well, he's my color of skin. He speaks the same language that I speak. What's your name?
Garfield.
Garfield?
Yes.
Oh, pleased to meet you. I will use Garfield because I want to share. I feel that I need to share that with you this morning. Here, Michelle, in 1984, are you ready for that? I received the Lord on a Monday night. I was just saved on the Monday night. On the Friday night at the Trinity Church, an English church, they had a concert, Continental Singers. And they were there all the night. I listened to English song. I was asking myself, where's Michelle? At the end of that concert, a black guy, like you, a little bit taller, bigger, come just near me, and the group said, tie your hand together. Is it okay? Hold them together, and we will sing a final song. And they will sing a song, you know that those type of song, We Are One in the Bond of Love? Things like that. And we start to sing that song. And the guy, the black guy who was just behind me, my girlfriend was on the other side. And we start to sing that song. And we sing, We Are One in the Bond of Love. Christ did. And I was like, wow. But that guy did not stop there. He was like, we are na, na, na. He was dancing. I was like, who's that guy? And all the song long, I was asking myself what I'm doing here. I hate Anglophone. I hate black people. And there's a black guy. He was really black, and he was really Anglophone. But the problem is not there. At the end of the song, that guy turned to me like that. And you know, in my world, men, when we see men, we that was the distance between men. That wasn't my world a few days before. And that guy did not shook hand. He came like that. Oh! And he took me in his arm. I was like that. He took me in his arm. And he did not stop there. He started to do like, oh. And he said that thing. I love you, brother. But the thing that I was amazed the most is myself saying, me too, me too. Thank you. For me, that moment was a defining moment. The name of the guy, maybe some of you know, George Forbes is a singer in Montreal. George Forbes, I know that it was not a defining moment for George, but it was a defining moment for me. I realized, looking to myself, where is the old Michelle? Who's the person inside of me? And I realized that time that the Lord will use me now to reconcile people with him. And I just to let you know, today I will share with you a brief message. It's not a message, but story about God. In my life, at that time, I was in a situation called but God. You remember the text that we could find in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3 until verse 6. In that verse, it said, and you know that verse well, it said, we live in a certain way in the past, but God came in his grace and it riches, he touched us, he saved us, he transformed us. You remember that scripture? That scripture is a great scripture. Every time in the Bible you see, but God, two little word, but with a great impact, but God. When you see those two words in the scripture, you see God doing things unexpected. Like Jesus was in the tomb, he was dead. But the Bible said, but God resurrected him from death. Remember the text in the book of Acts where it was saying about Joseph and all the tough situation he went through. Joseph was in prison, but the Bible said and used two words, but God was with him. You know, the same Lord, the same God is with us today. No matter the situation that you go through today, we need to wait about those two words to be here in our here. It's but God. And I would like to share with you today a bit about what the Lord did. You saw that defining moment in my life 4 days after my conversion. But after that, I became married, and we feel that the Lord lead us to adopt kids. Here, my family, you saw that we adopt 4 kids. And for me, that picture show, and when I'm at home, you know, praying for my kids, or when they were baby, all the time I saw my kid, it was through the lens of the grace of God. Without God, that picture will never be able to be in life. You know? The same as me preaching in English today. Those two things are a miracle from God. And I'm so blessed that the Lord took off all the walls that I had in my life, and that the Lord showed me that he's a God of reconciliation. When the Lord saw sin, his first reaction to sin was to find a solution. And I'm in the same group with the Lord, helping peoples to find the Lord Jesus. Let's look at some of the statistics of Quebec. I'm Michel Bouzaillon, I'm only one person. But there's many, many, many Michel. Not in the same way, but many Michel in Quebec. And I'm blessed because without God, I had missed all those great things in my life. But I'm so blessed, I try to find thankful to the Lord because what he did in my life. There's a lot of people to be reached in Quebec. Look at the statistic, what it said. There's around 36 million people in Canada. But one third of those 36 million speak French. That's interesting that we sang French this morning. And you see Quebec, 7.8 million, and you see also Ontario, 1.5, 1.4 million. The reality, Quebec is really a missionary field. Sometimes and it's great to send missionary outside of Canada, but we need to realize that Quebec is a part in North America that need to be connected with God, and the church needs to be strong in Quebec. And I think the way that the church will be strong is if we equip, help leader to become great leader in their community. And HBQ, Institut Biblique du Québec, is, I think, one of the ways that the Lord wants us to plant churches and to take care of the churches that are existing. Here's what are the PAOC in Canada. Not in Canada, but in PAOC in Canada. PAOC in the District of Quebec. We have 115 churches, 250 workers recognized, 9 global workers. And also, it's important to say that the attendance in our churches was 8,000 in 2006, and now we are 16,000. That's only for the PAOC. All the evangelical in Quebec, we say that it's around 80,000 the attendance on Sunday morning. We are part of a group called RRQ, Réseau Évangélique Québec, network. Evangelical Network of Quebec. We are 17 different family organization, denomination together, and all together we could say we are around 50,000 people in attendance on Sunday morning. And PAOC is the largest one. You know, I'm not proud of that. The number is really too low. There's too many people need to be reached in that beautiful province called Quebec. One of the things I could say today, pastors in Quebec are my hero. And I will share with you a few of the pastors that I know and who bless my heart. First of all, Pastor Nelson Baudry. Nelson Baudry is in Lac Mégantic. You heard about that disaster in 2013, the train disaster there. Pastor Nelson, at that time, was a car mechanic. He has his own shop. He sold his shop in 2013 because he felt in his heart the call for God. He had took some course at IBQ, he would say, just for fun before. But in 1913, after that tragedy, he felt in his heart the call from God to be the pastor in that community. And he's so connected with people in the community. It's amazing. If you go with that pastor anywhere in that community of 5,600 people, he knows everybody. And everybody knows him. And that's great because his reputation was really good before he was a pastor. And he saw 17 people being baptized last year. And the church went through some 70 people to 80 people to 120 each Sunday morning. That's a great thing for a community of 5,600. But if you speak with Nelson, he would say, we want to reach more and more for Christ. There's another person that I would like to share with you. His name, and that's a family that touched my heart 2 years ago, Les Robitailles. Les Robitailles are a family who came from Quebec. They were working in Quebec City. Everything was fine for them until they felt the call of God to go in Gaspé. How many of you know Gaspé? Some people. Gaspé is really far. It's the end of our world for the province of Quebec. It's totally, totally east. And Gaspé is a community of 15,000 people. And the family, the Robitailles family, felt the call of God to go there. Two adults with four children. I'm amazed. They did not look at the situation. The church situation was really tough when they came. They were only 30 person on Sunday morning. Could you imagine leaving your work, leaving what you are doing in Quebec City and going Gaspé? The only reason is because the Lord called you. That needs faith. You need to have faith in the Lord. And I was so blessed by them because that is what they did. They were called in Gaspé, and they are there. And since they are there, the church is triple now. And they had two kids 2 years ago, and now they run 30-some kids. I was there for their 60th anniversary, and it was really a blessed moment when I saw all the kids, you know, running in the church. That was a great, great time. There's another person I would like to share with you in Quebec. He came from a big church in Montreal called Evangel Church. I always say the Evangel Church is a lighthouse for Quebec for many, many years. Pastor Jonathan was a pastor there. I love that church. But Joe Friedland came from that church. He was, you know, there. But at the same time, the moment came to him to plant a church. And he planted a church in a theater, a cinema theater. And the church started a year ago, a year ago. And the church ran around 75 people right now. And that's a good number for Quebec. Also, I will end with the last one. And, well, as I said, pastors are my hero. I could say that to all the pastors in Quebec. But I would talk about Gabriel Jean-Baptiste. Gabriel Jean-Baptiste, he is a nation pastor. It's not because he is a nation pastor that I love him more than others, you know. You know that I have kids coming from there. But I like him because, same thing, the church, it's a 90 years old church. The church were going nowhere. And the attendance was lower and lower. Gabriel took the church nearly 2 years ago, and the church is now revitalized. He is a great singer. He is a great teacher, great preacher, and he's doing. He has finished his course at IBQ right now. That's great to see the Lord send people across the province where the needs are really, really, really great. When I mean the needs, not only the human needs, but I mean the spiritual need is so great. When I go across the province as a district superintendent, I could say that phrase. My experience is no matter the size of the church, no matter the size of the church, the real thing for me is the size of their heart. Is the church have a heart for God? Is the church have a heart for the lost, for the people of the community? Is the church have a heart for one another? And if I find a church, no matter the size of the church, if I find a church with a heart for God, with a heart for the lost, with a heart for one another, I will see within few years a church that is growing. May the Lord bless you.
Make sure you don't miss a message by subscribing to this podcast. All creative content and production for this podcast is provided by the One Church Creative Team.